So praise God. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing about Numbers chapter 24. And of course, now in our message, we're going to continue going through the book of Romans. And Romans chapter 9, of course, we're finishing up the chapter starting in verse 19 and ending in verse 33. And it's interesting, I want to point out that the Apostle Paul here starts to refer to the potter from Jeremiah chapter 18. You know? And he's just like, oh, hey, you know, what are you doing talking about this lump of coal over here and over there? And I looked at Jeremiah 18, you know, where Jeremiah went down to the potter's house to see what was going on. And what a great, you know, visualization to see the potter, you know, working with the clay. And it's not exactly molding the way he wants. So he, you know, starts to pound it together and he starts to work it again and mold it, put a little water on it, get the cracks out of it. And makes it to the thing that he wants. So, you know, it's like what the potter does when someone gives their life to God. They allow God to mold them. And so we need to remember that we're allowing God to mold us if we've given our life to Yeshua. And we do this, you know, and there's several reasons for this. And first, if God is molding us, we'll want to follow the teaching of Yeshua. And to love Hashem with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our resources, right? So if someone's being molded by God, they love God with all these things. It's like what Pastor Dave said. They've gotten rid of the gods. They're focusing on the Lord. The second thing, they follow the teaching of Yeshua, and they love their neighbor as themselves, right? And when they see someone going astray for God, in love, they follow the biblical process to restore these people. Notice the optimum word, in love. Because many times, aren't we really quick to point out others' faults? Is it really loving to go up to somebody and say, hey, look, pal, get right or get left. Turn or burn, you know? I don't see you at synagogue. Show up or blow up, you know? Yeah, that's not what God wants. We come along them in love. And of course, I find it interesting that there's several times in the book of Deuteronomy and also the book of Joshua, a phrase, to love God and serve Him wholeheartedly. I'm going to say this phrase again because it's really important that we get it. We are to love God and serve Him wholeheartedly. Wholehearted service for God. And he says that many times, Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. What does God require from you but to fear your God, to walk in His ways, and to love Him and to serve your God with all your heart, with all your soul? So if you're doing what you want to do and speaking what you want to speak, you're not serving God here. You're not being molded by the potter. You know, Joshua 22:5 says, be careful. And in fact, they add the mayod. Be very careful. Be very careful to observe the commandments and the Torah which Moses, the servant of Hashem, commanded you. To love Hashem your God and walk. That's where we get that word. You hear us talk about halakha in synagogue. That's the walk. And to walk in all His ways and keep shomer, guard from corruption, His commandments. And hold fast to Him and to serve Him, how? With all your heart and all your soul. Service is part of what we need to be doing to God. If God is molding us, we allow God to evaluate our behavior and then we make the appropriate changes according to His directions in Scripture. I mean, a lot of people say, well, I got my fire insurance, and that as far as they go. I'm sorry. The Word of God says it's more than just fire insurance. When you give your heart to God, part of that process is making a commitment to serve Him. To serve Him. You know, and when we're allowing the potter to work with us, we don't mind what God is doing in other people's lives. We don't make judgments when God is working, right? We don't, you know, say, well, gosh, if I was God, I would be molding them this way, that way, or the other way. Remember, He's the potter. He is the potter. And of course, when we give our life to God, We are to do justly, we are to love grace, and we are to walk humbly with God, according to Micah 6:8. So, what does the potter work with? You know, it continues. You know, Hosea says, "Those who are not my people, I will call my people. And the one who is not loved, I will call my loved one. In the very place where I said to them, 'You are not my people,' they will be called children of the living God." So God calls all into His kingdom, all kinds of people. So just because somebody is or is not Jewish, or is not educated in the Scripture, you know, or is or hasn't yet been completely delivered through cleansing stream, or is this, or that this, or they walk with the limp with the left leg. No, it's the right leg. I'm sorry, we're left leggers here. We're not right leggers. No, God is very clear about that. We are all a work in progress.